morning. Good afternoon. It is. And you're listening to WWGH, and I'm Glenn Coble on a Progressive Voice.
And I think we have Dr. Feynman on the air. Are you there, Dr. Feynman?
Yes, I am. I wanted to say it's technically good morning if you're hearing from California.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's 12:15 here and where you are, I believe.
Yes, but it is, I guess, what is it, 9:15 in California.
Yeah. Hours difference, yes.
Yeah.
I've learned that very well because I have a son that lives in California. So we know that if we're going to call out there, we don't call at 8 o'clock in the morning because it's 5 o'clock.
That's correct.
So we have to be a little careful on that. Hey, how are you? How are you doing over the weekend?
I'm doing fine. Everything went well, and I see that you got your first or second shot.
Got my second shot, yes.
And how about your wife?
She doesn't get hers until, I think, April Fool's Day.
What is that?
Yeah. So, she for some reason or other, she kind of put it off. I did.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't put it off. As soon as anybody offered, I took it. And actually, Carol didn't sign up at the same places I did, and she, as soon as she got an offer, she took it. But the places she signed up were a little later than the places I signed up. So.
Yeah. Well, you're very safe in any case.
Yeah, I hope. I don't know.
Although
I try to be.
That there is a website that claims a few thousand people have died from COVID-19.
Is there?
Vaccine, I mean. I'm not COVID. Yeah. I mean, from the vaccine they're claiming. And this is a site that is promoted by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, as we know, is an anti-vaxxer, the son of the late Senator, Attorney General, and Presidential candidate who got assassinated. So I don't know what to make of it, but I thought even if it's a few thousand, we have tens of millions that have been vaccinated, and if it's a few thousand, that's a small percentage.
Let's face it, all Americans, all people in this world are rolling the dice every day. So
that's true, yeah. The fact that Robert Kennedy Jr. is one of these people really promoting this idea, don't vaccinate on anything, is not a good thing, I don't think, but you know, he's got the freedom of speech, but I think his own family has repudiated him, most of his Kennedy family members, you know.
I'm so proud that I am a polio pioneer. I have a little card that says I was one of the first children in America to get the Salk vaccine.
Well, I got it, but I don't have any document like that.
Well, I did it when I was like 5 or 6 years old, so it was very early.
Well, probably I was the same age, but I don't have any document about it.
Well, you're not important. I'm in
for you.
Oh, me. I've got all these notes written down to ask you, but I got to ask you. I mean, this is completely off the subject. This goes to our show. Ron Johnson.
Well, I just wrote about him yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That's why I put it up here. What in the world is wrong with that man?
He's a northern bigot instead of being a southern. He's not from the South. I don't think his background is from the South. But this is also an example, again, of which I don't think is good, a businessman with no government experience running for the Senate or running for president. I mean, you can do it, and people do, but I just think it's a problem because I think he's a moron. I really think he's very dangerous, and you know, and he might actually run again. And the thing is, he defeated Russ Feingold, who was one of the best senators in my lifetime, in my opinion. Russ Feingold, he was there for 18 years, real progressive, then he lost, then he came back in 16 and challenged him again, he still lost. And I'm saying, why is this happening? I don't understand. Wisconsin is supposed to be the state of such people as the Follets of the early part of the century, the real progressive movement. And also William Proxmire and others, and also Feingold, and also others like that. I just don't understand what's going on, but I did make the reference to the fact he's a Wisconsin senator who's, I think, really dangerous, and he's just like, in a different way, Joseph McCarthy, who defeated Robert La Follette Jr. in Senate seat in 1946, and then we know what happened with Joseph McCarthy. So there's something about this. A strange kind of a split personality in Wisconsin, I guess.
Unfortunately, it took a while to get him out of the limelight, McCarthy. Out of
5 years, and then he started to drink more. We didn't know him, and he died at age 49 in 1957, and people still rave now about how great a man he was. He saved us from communism. Yeah, pure BS.
Right. You know? And, you know, had he... probably, had he not had such a stand to get up on and spout off his stuff, people wouldn't hate socialists as much as they do now, because they associated communists with socialists.
And also liberal progressive altogether.
Yeah.
The thing is, if McCarthy hadn't been such a drunk as he was, and we didn't realize it, he might have, he was coming up in 58, now he had been repudiated, but he was still a senator, so he might have won and stayed on and maybe had a revival in the 60s, who knows? So yeah. I hate to say it, God did a good deed. I'm sorry to say that, but he did by taking him at 49, you know?
Well, you know, if we did not have socialism as part of our government, we would never have gotten out of the problems we were in 1929 and 30.
In the Great Depression, yes.
In the Great Depression, absolutely. The socialism saved us.
Yes, and yet it's not communism. There's no.
No.
And so he also said the New Deal, the Socialist Party leader, Norman Thomas said the New Deal didn't go far enough, and it didn't. But socialist ideas adopted from Eugene Debs and Norman Thomas did make a difference in this country.
Yeah.
And I don't think most people, they realize, they would want to get rid of those things that socialism has brought us, you know.
I want to jump back on Ron Johnson one more time.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Can you imagine anybody saying that he wasn't afraid of the rioters because, basically, because they were white? Now, had they been Black Lives Matter, he might have been afraid of them.
And Antifa also.
Antifa.
Which is not
nothing.
A seizure.
Yeah.
And you know what gets me is that he forgets that Brian Sicknick was murdered, the police officer.
Right.
And some others lost an eye or lost fingers and other things, and a couple of other people died of heart attacks. I mean, it's not as if there wasn't any, as if there weren't any deaths or all the destruction, and even some of the demonstrators, got killed.
Right.
So the man really is mental, and I think he should be removed. But you know, if we were going to remove everybody who I think should be removed, we'd have half the Senate and half the House.
Well, now,
and we can't. It's not going to happen. He's not going to be removed. But hopefully, he will not run. He hasn't announced that he's running in 2022. And I have a feeling if he does, he might actually win again. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe it. And I'm afraid that our congressman is also going to run. And I'm sure, being gerrymandered the way we are, he will probably win here too. So.
Yes, you know what I thought about with Graham and McConnell and others, that after all of the fight, they end up winning. I was thinking that if you look back at history at what I call these senators that I admire, like in 1980, we lost five Democratic liberal senators, Frank Church, Birch Bayh, George McGovern, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you hear about the opposite, that they actually get defeated in the election? Usually they have to die or retire. They don't get defeated easily, the right wing. You know, they keep on winning.
Yeah, I think they fight a different way.
Yes, but we lost a lot of good people when Reagan was elected. A lot of good people. And I could just, Birch Bayh was lost, and who got his seat? Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Is that enough said?
Well, Dan Quayle taking over for Birch Bayh is better than Trump taking over for Obama, so.
Well, yes, of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, but it's just, it's unbelievable. But then, of course, when I look at Dan Quayle, I say, well, he's horrible, but compared to Mike Pence, I don't know about that.
Well, they're both pretty not real intelligent, at least.
Most Indianans, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Indiana. And also Sarah Palin, who could have been vice president. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she wasn't from Indiana, though.
Oh, I know that. She's from Russia. She can see
Russia, yeah. Right across the border.
Yes.
Oh, my. Anyway, I got enough on Ron Johnson.
Of course, I must tell you, our mutual friend Adam Lepp teased me about it when I wrote something on it, and he said to me, you have to like the name, and I said, yes, but not all the people who have the name.
Well, I did see your banter back and forth a little bit. I tried.
Ron Johnson and Ron DeSantis are not my kinds of Ron.
Yeah.
I like.
Oh, me.
DeSantis, the governor of Florida, yeah.
Right.
And not a big fan of Ronald Reagan, a little bit, not as negative, but not a big fan either, no. I definitely, there were Rons I just don't like.
Let's
take control of who has our name, right?
No, that's absolutely true. Glenn Beck has my name, so.
Who
Glenn Beck.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. That's right. Oh, that's funny.
I try to turn it off every time somebody says that. But anyway, I want to ask you, where the ARP, the American Rescue Plan.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think...
So the AARP.
No. Well, I like that. At my age, I like it. But do you think the American Rescue Plan is going to... Has it been overhyped by the progressive part of our party? Or do you think it really is going to be as good as it's been touted?
I'm hoping it will be as hard
as
what the result will be. But I think it is path-breaking and certainly dealing with childhood poverty and with also giving businesses a chance to revive and school systems to open, and also provide, help for children, as far as parents, all that. I would think it's going to be, but, until a while passes, and it all depends on the propaganda, how the Republicans attack it in the next year, whether it will be a plus for 2022 midterms or not. I'm praying it will be, but again, it is true, the right wing is much better at attacks and being nasty and getting away with it. The left wing is still too gentlemanly, I think.
Well, I'm afraid that's true, but I want to stay there. I would rather be a gentleman.
Oh, absolutely. McConnell was saying that if they change the filibuster, he's going to stop all business in the Senate. He's really threatening, so they have to modify it in a certain amount, but if they go all the way, it could mean totally nothing gets done. I don't know if that's how that is, because he's not in charge, but that he'll be able to do that, and then they'll come back, and then they'll really go after the left. So I don't know. It's very upsetting.
That was next. That's next on my list right here, ending the filibuster. What do you think? What do you think they will... There have been all sorts of talk about ending the filibuster on certain things, like you can't filibuster a voting rights thing, certain things.
I think everybody should be entitled to the right to vote. There should be no allowance for state legislatures to do what they're doing, but it probably will lead to a challenge in the Supreme Court, and then the question is, are we going to get a court that's 6-3 conservative on paper to go along and agree with the HR1, or are we going to go and agree with the state legislatures? It'll probably not affect 2022, but it could after, if it takes a while for the court to consider a case, but it is really concerning, yes.
But now, it seems to me, and I've been pleasantly surprised at how thoughtful the Supreme Court, which is right now very conservative, how they've leaned. However, I think if we get to Roe versus Wade, I think it'll go away. I think their thought process will go to evangelicalism.
Yeah, but I would just say, as always, church and state are supposed to be separate.
They're supposed to be. Yeah.
And if you don't want to have an abortion, that's fine. And if you don't like that others do, you can think what you want, but you shouldn't control a woman's body. That's the way I look at it.
Well, if you are a true Christian and you truly believe in God, shouldn't God be the one that judges, not you?
Yes. It's
okay.
Really disturbing.
I knew the answer.
Yeah, it's very disturbing because I wrote this week about good Christians that are phonies. It's so many of them, and that's a really... And not just Christians, it can be Jews as well. I'm just using Christian in a broad sense.
Right.
Those who are overly devout in their religion and think they have all the answers and nobody else has any rights to their views, and they want to impose their views. Well, they don't want to have any other imposition on them, but only on, particularly on women, I've noticed, or on poor people. It's just terrible.
Well, it's easy to pick up. It used to be easy to pick on women. It's getting harder and harder, but it's always been easy to pick on people of color or poor people, and that's what we continue to do now.
Also disabled people, yes.
Yes. Anybody that may have a need or may be overlooked is getting lambasted by these new rules that they're trying to put on in many of the red states about voting. It's purely against, the working person. And it's, if you're a poor person, you don't have any say in this country right now.
No, but like in states like West Virginia, they still look at the issue of race more than anything else.
Yeah.
And they get appealed to on emotion, and they keep on backing people who don't give a damn about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Arkansas, places like that. They have the emotional appeal to people who don't seem to realize they're really anti-worker, anti-labor. It's just disgusting, you know.
If somebody is going to be anti you because you happen to be a darker shade of whatever we are.
Skin color, yeah.
Yeah, so your skin color is a darker shade. They're going to come after you, too. If you're a coal miner, a white coal miner, or a white waiter, or if you get in their way.
Yeah, but now the big thing is Asian Americans.
Oh,
now
my
Asian
goodness.
Americans are under attack, like what just happened in Georgia.
Oh, my.
It's going out everywhere. It's New York City. I've heard maybe not killing, but people being attacked. So it's not just in certain states. It's all over the country. And honestly, I think Donald Trump takes the blame for this because of his China flu statements. And I wish there was a way to prosecute him on that.
There won't be.
He gets away with everything. Because I was even thinking of having trouble with this case in Minneapolis, trying to get a jury that doesn't know about the case and doesn't know that George Floyd's family is getting $27 million. They had to reject two juries that already accepted because they knew about that. So they figured that would bias them one way or the other. And I'm thinking, if it's that hard, which it is, can you imagine Trump in a trial where you have to have jurors pick for him?
Yeah.
How are they going to do it?
Yeah, I really doubt that Mr. Trump will spend a day in jail.
I always thought he would, but now I'm starting to realize, how do you get an unbiased jury that doesn't know about everything he says and does?
Yeah, and it would be virtually impossible, I think. Now, he may be censured by Congress and the Senate, but I don't think he'll ever.
And he may have to pay fines, you know, and money wise. But as far as going to prison, now I realize he's going to get away with it.
Well, I had a friend tell me, well, even if he doesn't go to jail, we're going to make his life miserable for the next few years with being in court all the time.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that will be. And I don't think he's going to run for president. I don't even think he wants to. He's lazy.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening, but he's going to keep people guessing, and he's going to mess up the party further, and I would hope would help the Republicans, I mean, help the Democrats. But, you know, now there's this starting of the new wave of the idea that Joe Biden hasn't held a press conference like Trump didn't either, but just because he's demented and he couldn't get through a press conference, that's what they're saying now.
Well, he's had everything but the press conference. He's had national speeches, and he's went and talked with people in public, and you know that's just dumb.
I'm assuming he flubs a little bit, he stutters a little bit, and he repeats stuff.
So okay. What? So do I.
It means, you know, so do I at times. Although never when I'm teaching. When I'm teaching in the class, I'm always good, but certainly I can't think of the right word.
Is that right? You don't flub anything while you're teaching?
Not really, but I find the things at home, I have trouble coming up with the right word, and my son, my young son, looks at me and says, Dad, the word is, and we both laugh about it.
Yeah.
So I have little gaps here and there where I can't think of what I'm trying to say, but never involving classwork. Nope.
Well, Carol and I...
So far, I can still do it all.
Carol and I, my wife and I, sit and correct each other on the use of terms that we're using, or we will look up how to spell a term that the other person is, or we look at each other and go, I don't know what that is. Do you know what it is? No. We keep thinking we're going to buy Prevagen, and then I find out that really isn't highly touted.
Because I've seen all the ads for Prevagen. This one guy who's 68 years old and is a substitute teacher. Do you see that?
Yes, I have seen that ad, and I think you're bragging that you're a substitute teacher.
And I have to say, you survive that? It's not easy at 68 to deal with kids as a substitute.
Yeah, I was a substitute for a couple of years, and I was in my 40s at the time.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't like... I wasn't real, especially when they'd send me to the junior high school. High kids are a pain in the derriere.
Yeah, I've always joked, I think that from age, what's basically 11 to 14 it is, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
that age, you should put everybody in jail for 3 years and then let them out.
They are really snots.
Of course, they go through changes, you know.
But you can't hate them. I mean, they're just we were all that way when we were 12 years old.
You were perfect.
Well, I was, but I didn't want to spread that around.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, when I had substitute teachers and they asked, you know, what's going on, I always told them. Maybe that's why others didn't like me. Other people would try to mislead them. I always felt sympathy for the substitute teachers.
I didn't like guys like you either. Because then we'd have homework or something.
Yes.
Oh, me.
I was a rebel even back then. Maybe you weren't.
No, actually, I grew up as a Republican, and I was worried.
Although some Republicans have always been liberal Republicans, the people like Charles Percy, Charles Mathias, Mark Hatfield, Jacob Javits, those kind I always liked, yes.
My mother and father were liberal Republicans. My grandfather on my father's side absolutely hated FDR. He was extremely right-wing.
Wow, yeah.
But I didn't know it because when my grandfather passed away, I was probably, 12 years old, something like that.
And you never discussed it?
No, we didn't. I didn't know anything about that sort of thing back then.
You know what's funny? When my mother's father, I knew him to age 10, he died. But years after, when I was starting to teach, and I talked about how much I admire the LaFalla family in Wisconsin, the progressives, you know, my mother said, Dad voted for LaFalla Sr. in 1924 when he was running as the progressive candidate against Coolidge. And I said, really? And I even bring it up in class. I say, I can tell you now, if I'd been around in 1924, I would have done the same thing as my grandfather, so therefore it must be genetic.
That's interesting. I think I mentioned this last week on my other show, is that I started thinking about my grandfather, and I realized my grandfather was born in 1880-something.
So was my grandfather, yeah.
It's hard to imagine that I know people, new people, that were born in the 1800s.
But
I'm getting old.
Yeah, but that's true. But actually, all my grandparents were born in the 1880s, and they were not born in the United States. They migrated, and that was not an easy thing to do. But
yeah,
the thing is, when they were in their 70s, I remember, at least I thought, that they looked old. And I don't think it's just I thought. I think people did look older.
I think so.
70s, and partly because maybe difficult times, or just because it's different. I don't know.
Talking about, okay, this is another one of my questions I wrote down, talking about being an immigrant, which your grandparents were.
Yes.
What do you think about Biden's new policy of allowing asylum to be, he's thinking about having people be able to apply for asylum while they're still in their original country. Let's say you're from Guatemala. You want to apply for asylum. You can apply there and then find out whether you're going to be allowed in.
Well, better than having people come to the border without allowed in. I would say, if there's some reason, if it's because of violence, bloodshed, crime, which is a lot of cases in those poor countries, yes, I would think that would be better and maybe stop the wave because it would have to be an organized situation if they would come.
Yeah. Now, my wife pointed out something that she had heard on... she had read in one of her blogs that she has specific blogs she reads every day.
Does she ever look at mine?
I don't think so. Yeah, I'll have to cue her onto that. But she looked at this blog, said a lot of the people coming up from Central America are doing it because they're running out of food because of the heat.
Environmental
heat.
No, I think it's true. I think Central America, although not all of it, it's interesting. Costa Rica is the one exception in Central America, very prosperous, comparatively prosperous, democratic, small d, the only one in Central America, very stable. It's often called the Switzerland of Central America. And also Panama seems better, but further north, the northern part, they're just very bad off, you know, and the governments are not good, and there's an awful lot of kids who are mistreated, and there's a lot of crime, and there's the drug gang. So, I mean, these people, I mean, obviously we can't accept everybody that wants to come in, but I look back and I think of what happened with Jewish refugees who couldn't get in the 1930s and 40s because we had an anti-immigrant attitude. So as a person who's Jewish and knows what people went through and about the Holocaust, and it's not just for Jews, but for others as well, I have to be sympathetic to those people.
What happened to Miss Liberty when she said, bring your tired, your poor, yes. your huddled masses, and yet we want to turn them away?
But each time there's an immigrant thing, it's the idea we got to keep America WASP, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant.
Yeah.
We're losing battle. By 2045, we're not going to be majority WASP.
Right.
And a lot of those whites are also Catholic. Now, so it's not just Protestant. I mean, not unfortunate, but it's just reality. The way life has developed, we are the world's nation, and we have to realize that and stop looking at each other based on skin color, religion, or nationality.
Well, one of the things that changing the color of our society is doing, it's actually making us stronger and stronger, I think, because we're getting smarter and smarter people.
Yes.
I mean, because we're incorporating the best of the world right now.
Yes, and how many people who have been immigrants have made a difference in our technology and our human knowledge in all kinds of areas.
So, yeah.
You know, but of course, then you say, well, but there's some who end up not good people, some are criminals.
Of course, that's the truth of every nation.
And includes people born in this country.
Absolutely, it does.
Yes.
Now, how about our new Secretary of the Interior?
The Conservation Land Foundation is ecstatic over Deb Haaland becoming the Interior Secretary, and yet she had a battle to get confirmed.
Yeah,
didn't get very many Republican votes. She got, I think, four or five. She actually had Lindsey Graham to vote for. I was surprised.
That is interesting.
Sometimes these people surprise you on certain votes. You know, Graham is a crazy guy, but sometimes I think he gets his medication done right.
Well, now, what do you think of her? What do you think she can do that we haven't done with non-Native American people in charge of our interior?
Well, hopefully, because the Interior Department includes the Bureau of Indian Affairs. That's part of it. I don't know why it's always been that way.
That's interesting, yeah.
The treatment of Native Americans, who are still the poorest minority group in America, very small but poorest. And also, she's, also reverse all the damage done to the environment, under the Trump administration and Reagan administration. So hopefully, but again, with such a tight Senate and House, there could be a lot of barriers in the way you can do a lot executively, but you have to deal with some things where the Congress can have to say. So it's going to be tough, and I'm just praying that the Democrats can win more seats in the House and Senate, which again goes against history, except for 1934 under FDR, when they increased. But, I mean, it's going to be tough. It's a 50-50 Senate, but with two-thirds of the seats in the Senate coming up being Republican, I would like to think that the Democrats will gain some seats over 50,
One would guess, maybe so. I think we are starting to see more agreement on being middle of the road, even amongst some of the Republicans. It just seems to me that there's a slight hint that, okay, Trump's not in charge anymore. Maybe now I can say what I really believe. Now, I don't think they're doing it in whole cloth. I think they're doing it in dribs and drabs. But I think that I hear a little bit of more moderate both ways, but more so on the Republican side.
Well, who specifically are you referring to on the Republican side? Because I'm not aware. I'm not as optimistic for what I know as you sound like. So can you come up with any particular senators other than Murkowski and Romney Collins, who are the usual ones, or Sass? Those are the four that you can say have a more open mind somewhat, But
Of course,
who else do you have in mind?
Of course you're going to ask me that when I didn't write their names down. But there were two, I think both of them were senators, that I listened to them talking last night with the Talking Heads, and I thought, now that's fairly reasonable. or at least they were not saying...
Which two you meant.
I wish I could remember who they were.
Are they well-known names or not?
No. They weren't people I had heard of before.
Is it like Moran of Kansas? Jerry Moran, who's somewhat something seems to have some humanity sometimes.
I really can't.
No, I'm really wondering. So when do you see this?
I'm going to write it down for next week.
Maybe send me an email or on Facebook Messenger. But did you hear this on a show last night or what?
Yeah, I think it was on one of the shows that I listened to during the day. I think it was during the day. I think it was with one of the shows with Nicole. Whatever name.
I didn't get to watch Nicole Wallace yesterday. Yeah. See, that's what happens when you miss it. Because I'm not aware of who you're talking about. Wow.
I'm not saying that I hear whole changes or anything like that. Not even slight changes. Well, I should say slight changes. You know, at least the attitude isn't all Democrats are bad socialists. That I was getting the feeling that at least they were letting that go. Now, what do you think about Trump coming out in favor of getting shots? Do you think that's a real thing?
Well, it's good that he's saying it, but he's also saying we all have the freedom, which is true, we do. But honestly, it's like Joe Biden says, it's a patriotic thing to get the shots and to think about others, not just yourself. But I'm glad he did say it, because I think it helps. But interestingly, people are paying much less attention to him now, because now he's not on Twitter, and he's not in the news every day. And so I think his publicity is down, and that's very good.
Yes, it is. I got really tired of hearing. But you know what? I bet television ratings have gone down since he... Because I used to watch regularly Maddow and Nicole. And now I, if I miss a little bit of it, I'm not too hurt.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is I think I mentioned last week and I wrote about MSNBC is now the number one news channel in March. It's only the middle of March. It's January and February, and she's the number one show on cable of anything.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
There are more people watching and listening to her and Lawrence O'Donnell, so that sounds like we're moving to a more liberal view of things if more people are watching it and Fox is down.
Well, and both she and Lawrence O'Donnell, they present it in a way that sounds logical. It doesn't sound like it's talking points that we're going to hammer down your throat.
Right.
And well, as a matter of fact,
you got to remember that people on Fox News, in many cases, not that everything is having a college degree, but a number of them, like Sean Hannity, are dropouts.
Yeah.
Finished, you know.
We have a congresswoman, or a senator, I'm not sure which, that only has a GED, so I'm trying
to... The one from Colorado?
I think that might be it, yeah.
Yeah, but she knows all about weapons. She wants to carry weapons, and
yes.
She doesn't want to go through being checked if she has anything on her. You know, she always creates a scene about it. And the answer is, you don't do that. You don't come to the floor of the House. That's all. Have to crack down, you know?
I'm a firm believer in allowing people to own weapons.
Yes.
But I think we need to control the... I think the MR6... combat weapons are unneeded in the public. I remember a long, long time ago when it became illegal to have a machine gun. And I don't see anything wrong with having it illegal to own a machine gun, you know, an automatic weapon like that. I really don't find it... I love the idea, and there's more and more push right now to get back to having background checks, and I think...
Yes, that's what happened with the Brady Bill after Reagan was shot.
Yeah.
Took a decade, and he supported it too, but but Bush gave up on it in 2004. He wouldn't have it renewed, you know?
Yeah, that's a shame,
yeah.
Because I think we really need to know who's going into our... our places of business and shooting up people, like happened last night.
At three different places. Can you imagine that? And
apparently, two of the places are 35-minute drive away from the other place. So
yes, he was on his way to Florida. I heard this morning he wanted to come to Florida and do more of this.
Oh,
I'm way in Florida. Imagine that.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to be. Hey, I want to throw something in here that has nothing to do with you and me. and the reason why I want to do this is because we just got notice of this morning. Don Quigley, he was a colonel, and he was a member of the Flying Tigers, and he has passed away.
Oh, wow.
And at 1 o'clock today, which is not that far away, He will be laid to rest behind the Harding Memorial in the Marion Cemetery. Oh. Channel 6 is going to cover it, so it's made some news in Columbus. Oh. And I just, we're going to have a flyover, as a matter of fact, the Lost Man flyover. So I just want to remind people, if you're sitting at home, as soon as the show's over, run outside and maybe you'll see the flyover.
Wow.
We need to honor those people. He's 102 years old. He was born on March 13th, 1919. And it's,
my God.
So I just wanted to honor him. I didn't mean to break into our discussion so much, but I hope everybody goes out and salutes the flyover if they see it.
Yeah, some people have amazingly long lives, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said.
I said some people have amazingly long lives.
Yes, absolutely, and I think we're going to have longer and longer lives. However, this past year with COVID, our longevity has dropped by a year, I heard. We used to live to be, I don't know, what, 78 men?
Yeah.
And now it's like 77. But anyway, we've lost a year.
Well, I think a lot of it, of course, is luck, but some of it also is diet and exercise and having supplements beyond regular food and trying to avoid stress. Of course, the last one's the hardest.
My wife asked me, do you ever feel stress? And I feel stress, but I don't let it take over.
Yeah.
I've been very fortunate. And my mother always taught me to turn the other cheek. My father was always fairly mild-mannered. And I've never felt deep stress. I think the deepest stress I've ever felt, I've been fired from 3 jobs. And probably that was the most stress I ever felt the day that that happened.
Actually got fired or you quit?
Oh, no, I got fired.
Really?
I got fired from my last job with Ohio University because a new president came to town and he wanted new
That's not because of what you did, it's because he wanted new people.
Yeah.
That's not really against you personally.
Well, and one time I got fired because my boss owed me $3,000 and I asked for it.
But that doesn't make you a bad person. Well, you never got the $3,000?
Yeah, I never got the $3,000.
Oh, my God.
And I can't remember what the third reason,
It was not personal about something you said or did. It's more circumstance.
No, it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could not see you being fired.
Well, I couldn't see me being fired either, but I did.
That's something you could control. It's not like because you said or did something that caused it, is what I'm saying.
No, it wasn't. All right, now let's see. I've run out of my questions, so where do we go from here?
Well, if you look at my blog this week, I've been really going against the...
Boy, you have been really...
Party.
You've been really both prolific and also kind of mean.
Well, the 2021 Republican Party is the Democratic Party of 1861.
Yeah.
I think it really is.
I thought that was an interesting point.
Expound on that before the Civil War.
And expound on that.
Also, Republicans are racist, what they should not care about. I give a whole list of things they're not offended by.
Well, expound a little deeper on that.
Okay. The Republican Party of 2021 is not offended by the destruction of the environment that has been going on in the past 4 years under Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They are not offended by the growth of childhood poverty due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic collapse of the past year. They are not offended by white supremacists carrying the Confederate flag into the U.S. Capitol. Sorry.
That's all right.
The day of the insurrection, January 6, 2021. They're not offended by the loss of life to gun violence. They're not offended by the reality of African-Americans being killed by the police so often and without consequences.
Yeah.
They are not offended by the dangers that members of Congress faced, along with the sitting Vice President Mike Pence, as a result of the traitors and seditionists who sought to bring harm to the Capitol building. They are not offended by the racism, nativism, misogyny, and homophobia of so many Republican members of Congress, as well as former President Donald Trump. They're not offended by the inability of tens of millions of Americans to have a living wage, an increase in minimum wage, while the top few percent of the nation keeps on gaining obscene levels of wealth.
Huh.
These Republicans who dominate the party have no ethics, morals, scruples, conscience, common decency, compassion, empathy, or a sense of justice. Is that completed?
Well, I think I read that. That's interesting. Hey, I almost forgot to ask you this question that Scott told me I had to ask you. Has nothing to do with politics.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
What's your favorite donut?
Favorite donut.
We were talking about donuts, and we were trying to find out what the Marion's favorite donut was. Nobody could figure it out. Scott's got the answer. He's going to give it tomorrow, I guess.
I don't really eat donuts very much.
I don't either. So, but I told you, I like a cruller.
What?
I like a cruller. C-R-U-L-L-E-R. It's one of those glazed donuts that
has lots of cruller. Is the pronunciation?
Well, it's spelled cruller.
It's a cruller. Okay. Well, maybe in the Northeast is cruller.
Yeah, I think it probably is. That's what I like. That's my favorite. What would you say if somebody said you have to give me an answer?
Probably a jelly donut. Grape jelly donut.
Grape. Okay. I thought it would. Both of us thought it would be some sort of jelly donut. I thought it would be raspberry. He thought it would be lemon, but you say it's grape. Okay. Okay, now I've answered the question that Scott asked me to ask you, so I'm cool.
By the way, I looked up the pronunciation. It is Cruella, not Cruella. So I've been wrong all my life.
Well, Scott was
calling you online. Yeah.
Scott was calling it Crailer. So, yeah, he didn't know what it was either. So.
Ooh.
So Scott didn't know.
Oh,
yeah. So I was right, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get off the air and call my wife and tell her I was right. All right. Well, we've got about 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to go. What are the most important things that you saw this week that we haven't talked about?
Well, I think the whole Voting Rights Act issue.
Ah, yes, absolutely. I forgot that.
In the information online about the fact that it's 56 years since the Voting Rights Act that LBJ called for.
Right.
Now we're having an assault on voting rights, and it's outrageous because they're afraid to have people voting. The answer is, why don't you appeal to the people you're afraid of and stop, you know, just promoting white supremacist views, which is what the Republican Party is doing, and Christian evangelical ideas. That's not the whole country, and it shouldn't be that way, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now, do you think all of those or most of those will get passed? Or there are several. There are more than 100 of them.
There are 250 of them. I think there's different proposals. I think enough will be, but it will be sent to the courts and probably not be able to be done until they go through the court system.
Right.
And now we're going to try to get HR1, which will guarantee everyone the right to vote. So it's going to be a challenge of the courts. And sadly, the Supreme Court's going to probably rule in favor of the religious right and the white supremacists. Unless I'm wrong, but I got to say, there was that case in the Supreme Court in which the Native Americans were told that, I don't know what it's going to mean, that Eastern Oklahoma is their land, and this was a decision in the past year by Roberts and by Gorsuch with these, you know, our liberals, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? So, and that, I think, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was still there, so who knows? You know, at times these justices do surprise us.
Are you in favor of having a person be given the right to vote at birth? Not obviously, you won't vote when you'd still have the time, the age. But
if you're born in the United States, you mean?
Yeah. If you're born in the United States, you get a voter's card.
That
says I can vote from now on. I'm sorry?
That's not part of the HR1, though.
No, I'm just asking. I've heard people talking about that thing.
Well.
That way, you would.
From the thought about what you said, I think in theory it sounds like a good idea. Yes,
it seems to me like
it's a human right. You know.
Yeah, and that way nobody could take it away from you. I suppose there will still be states that say if you're a felon you can't vote. And I think there are 19 of them now, but
once you are, your responsibility, and you've done your time in prison or whatever, you should be able to vote, not maybe while you're in prison, although some states I think allow that, but certainly by the time you're done, you should be able to, you know, reapply, but Florida is very difficult on that.
Well, we looked it up a couple weeks ago, Scott and I, and it looks like there were 19 states that still said if you were a convicted felon, you could not vote, ever.
Even after you've done your time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, well. All right. Well, we've had a wonderful day. My puppy dog.
Fun as always.
My puppy dog made it through the night, and I wasn't sure that was going to happen. So we're kind of in struggling there. But anyway, and I just absolutely love the number of things that you posted this week. You were all over the place. So I appreciate you coming on, and maybe we'll talk. Maybe.
Not
we'll
maybe.
Definitely
we'll
talk next week. All right.
Next week.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming on, Dr. Feynman. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman. Ron Feynman, the progressive professor. So we will be off. We'll be going out of here in about 5 seconds, and hope you stay tuned. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have on the air again at 10:15.
LP Marion, Ohio, the place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
and then just
I just made up.